If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners, Craig Bolanos. Craig, good morning. The stock market, as you know, is at an all-time high. So the question is, well, there's two questions. Why is the market still bullish right now, and is it going to stay up there?
Well, Bob, you know, last time I checked, there's this old saying on Wall Street that is tried and true. The market climbs a wall of worry. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of worry. But if we look at the data, here's the bottom line on the ground, because it is a ground game. We've got better than expected economic growth, stronger than expected corporate earnings, relatively stable inflation last time I checked, and in anticipation that we get rate cuts later this year. You string all of those positives together, and because of Taco, it is Tuesday, Trump always chickens out. People are just looking past what could be and saying, I'm only going to believe what could be if you actually show it to me. So the net positives of the data certainly outweigh the feelings or the sentiment.
What happens if the president doesn't reach any deals by that August 1st deadline?
Well, we're certainly not going to have 90 deals in 90 days at this stage, are we? I don't think that's going to happen. And, you know, Secretary Pesant, I mean, Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, you know, they have long said that August 1st is, again, a very real deadline, that there is going to be escalation when things come through. But, you know, just recently, which is yesterday, you know, quote, the important thing here is the quality of the deal, not the timing of the deals. Again, I don't want to keep saying, hey, Taco is in play. Trump always chickens out because the taco is only good up until it's not. But I think, again, it's just going to take longer than people think, and we'll see what happens. Your guess is as good as mine once August 1st comes and goes.
You have any guesses about what the big tech companies will be reporting? We'll hear about their earnings on Wednesday. Some investors saying upbeat reports from those tech giants that have helped power the market could re-energize stocks. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, new highs tend to make new highs. And I think what we're looking for in all earnings, not just some of the pivotal tech earnings this week, is we're looking for confirmation that there continues to be a cost of innovation. Let me say that again, Bob, a cost of innovation. It's seeing all these companies reinvest in the various forms of infrastructure that continue to support all things that are AI, not alternative investment, but in this case, artificial intelligence. We get good news on the cost of innovation continuing to be deployed, and if that cost of innovation is further supported by what just came out of the One Big Beautiful Bill with some of these research and development credits and accelerated depreciation deductions, I think this could keep the rally going, unless it gets derailed from very real things like Trump and tariffs, Trump and Powell, that's the Fed chair, or something else that comes out of left field.
Is the thinking now that come fall, the Fed will cut short-term interest rates?
Yeah, we're 7 days away from the next Federal Reserve meeting, and I got news for everybody. There's not going to be a rate cut 7 days from now. But if you ask me, do we have a better than 50-50 chance in getting our first rate cut in September? Absolutely, and I'm not making up those numbers. That's what the CME Fed Watch tool tells me. Do I certainly think there's a great chance for a follow-on act before we close out the year? Of course I do. And I've long said since January, if we can get at least two rate cuts in my base case, that's going to be supportive of the valuations that currently exist in the stock market. So keep your fingers crossed, Bob. I'm keeping my fingers and toes crossed for a couple of rate cuts later this year.
Yeah, we all will. And what effect do you think the higher costs at the grocery store will have on the greater economy? The extreme weather is driving the global food price surge right now.
Oh, no. I mean, the weather has been nothing short of ferocious for a long time, and these news headlines are so real. As far as the elevated price concerns, you know, there's already some evidence that whether it's coming from weather, whether it's coming from tariffs, there is some price pressure here in certain categories of goods and services. You just mentioned the need to feed the world. That's definitely one of them. But I don't think those price pressures yet are enough to derail, because what we are seeing is sentiment, consumers continuing to harp about the increased cost. But even though we see consumers harping about the increased cost, the data, the real data, continues to show the spend. And that spend is just happening by consumers because the jobs market remains so strong. And again, people might not feel great about the jobs market, but with an unemployment rate anchored in a tight range of 4.1 to 4.2% for the last 12 months, Bob, strong jobs market equals strong spenders, and that drives the American economy.
I like your optimistic tilt there. Thank you, Craig Bolanos at VestGen Wealth Partners. For more, you can go to the website getretiredstayretired.com. Have a good one, Craig. Thank you.
Welcome, Bob. Great to be with you.